Now we have here verses 4 to 9, the plot of the presidents and princes to destroy Daniel. This is something that always you find in politics. You find it in churches. You find it, I think, today in probably any business concern. You find it in schools. You find this everywhere, and even it creeps into the home. And that is jealousy of those that are at the top, jealousy of those that are in the top position. And now I'm reading verse 4 of the 6th chapter of Daniel. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, far as much as he was faithful, neither was there error or fault found in him. Now, there is one thing for sure, that when you find yourself the number one man in any position today, whether it be in politics, in the church, or actually in the home and in the school, you are the one that those that have a jealous spirit are going to be watching. And if there is a flaw in your life, and if you have an Achilles heel, they are going to determine and discover that weak spot, and that may be used against you. Now, Daniel had a remarkable life back of him. They could not find anything in this man's character or anything in his past life that they could seize upon and make something of. Now, there's been many a politician wish that he'd lived a little differently and acted a little differently. And that's true of man, and I mean by that mankind generally. But today a child of God ought to live that the charges, which inevitably will be leveled against him, will be a lie. Now, you can't keep people from talking about you, but you can so live as to make them liars when they do talk about you. And that is the thing that we are enjoined as believers. Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And then in Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. In other words, Paul could lie down at night and go to sleep and not have a bad conscience troubling him. That ought to be true of every believer, a bad conscience. Someone has said that a conscience is something that only a good man can enjoy, and it certainly is true. Now I'm reading verse 5 of the 6th chapter of Daniel. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Now Daniel was different. God had made his people different. And he, of course, in his religious practices, when he first was brought down as a boy, a slave, in the court of Nebuchadnezzar, why, he asked for a different diet. And from then on, the life of Daniel just happened to be different. Now, these men are aware of that. They said, if we're going to find anything wrong with him, we're going to have to find it in his religion. And then that meant, when they say wrong, they mean something they can accuse him of before the king. And so the only vulnerable spot, therefore, in Daniel, as these politicians saw it, was his religion. And this is certainly a case of his good being evil spoken of. And they knew that Daniel was faithful to God, and that he was dependent upon it, and that his prayer life was quite something that was well known. Therefore, they are now going to have to draw a conflict between the king and Daniel's religion. And that's what they're going to do.